Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, a butler who formerly worked for King Charles has made an interesting pronouncement on burger consumption. He said that the burger should be eaten with a knife and fork. Is that true? And are all those other rules to do with cutlery, are they still relevant in the 21st century? Brenda Hyland-Byrne is founder and managing director of the Irish School of Etiquette. Brenda, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So eating a burger with a knife and fork, is that maybe going a bit too far?
Well, do you know what? I think it's probably going a bit too far. Let's be honest. It would be quite a feat to try and get your fork and knife through all that food. And, you know, historically, believe it or not, but the hamburger comes from Hamburg in Germany. Then it made its way over to America in the 1700s, mid-1700s. It eventually evolved from the patty that it was, the meat patty, to bread on either side, so that it would be handy for people in construction sites or factory workers to eat while standing. And therefore, of course, now it's really almost a symbol of American cuisine, the hamburger. You know, it's really known as finger food at the end of the day. And that's why we eat it with our hands.
Yeah, it's designed specifically to be eaten with the hands, I would have thought.
That's why the bread is on either side of it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So maybe I don't get it eating it with a fork and knife, you know, whatever.
Generally speaking, though, Brenda, when you go about your day, when you're in restaurants and that kind of thing, has etiquette gone to pot when it comes to people eating their dinner?
So true. You know, it's very sad. I mean, manners never go out of fashion. That's the first thing. And dining etiquette is really manners. And if we have a code of behaviour when we sit down, it makes life so much simpler for everybody concerned. But the problem now is, sadly, people are eating out of bags, they're eating out of containers, whatever, you know, fast food, you know, all the different deliveries, they're coming in paper bags or whatever to you. So people are eating in that way with their hands a lot. But, it's, you know, the whole aspect of sitting down and dining together, whether it's for breakfast, lunch or dinner, it's almost lost to us. And, you know, there's such a social, important social culture about that, you know, speaking to each other. But the whole etiquette of knowing how to actually set a table seems to be lost. A fork in the left hand, a knife in the right hand. You use the knife to actually cut the food. Hold the fork on the left hand, putting it into the food while you cut with the right hand, putting the strength with your index finger to cut, if you understand what I'm saying. That's the purpose of it. That's the purpose of a fork and knife. And then, of course, obviously the fork bringing it to your mouth, not the knife. If you go to the American style of dining, while they still use a fork and knife, it's slightly different because they cut everything first, then they leave their knife down and they use their fork in their right hand to gather up the food and eat it. So it's still using a fork and knife. It's just a different way of doing that.
Okay. So that because sometimes I must admit that I would generally speaking eat the way you described, not in the American way, but if I'm eating something like rice, I might transfer the fork to my right hand when there's a terrible vulgarian for doing that?
Absolutely not. You know, that's common sense as well and whatever. And I think a lot of things must be common sense when we're eating as well, whatever, I suppose, feels good for you, as in with the rice. The sadness is people not knowing how to do that. For instance, if I was to ask a young person, many young people can do it, but in general, I've seen it more and more in more recent times myself. That's why I would sort of refer to people being younger, because I think adults are not passing on the etiquette. So therefore, if I asked a young person to lay a table, and I have, they're actually still looking at me, you know, 5 minutes later, because they actually don't know how to do that. So a fork to the left, a knife to the right. And if you're having dessert, the fork travels to the left above the plate and the spoon travels to the right. That's what we say. So there's a dessert spoon and fork above. the setting, and then to the right you have your glassware.
Mm. In terms of use of the fork, yes. You know, you'd often see people who will use the fork more as a kind of a shovel. Really, they're using, and sometimes they would use a knife to pile it on rather than stabbing the food. And then, is that incorrect?
Well, it is, because there's a certain way you hold your fork and knife. You hold your fork with the tines down. You know, they're the appendages coming out from the fork. They are held downward, and you put your index finger on the back while holding the fork. On the right, you hold the knife with your index finger on the opposite side to the blade of the knife. That's how you hold them. You don't hold it like a pen, that we're seeing actually quite commonly now as well, some people holding a knife with a pen. You can't really use a knife if you're holding it that way, because you can't actually put the weight in order to cut what you need, you know, into practical use.
Yeah, you get no traction that way at all.
No, so look, it defies logic sometimes, and I feel it's sad, because when people learn how to be seated from an earlier stage in life at a table and have some, you know, basic manners, it makes everything so much more comfortable for everybody. You just know what's going on and you know how to eat. You don't, like, we don't need 20 forks and knives in a
yes.
setting.
Yeah.
Basic. And but if we could but just if, do that, that would be great.
Brenda, though, if a person or a group of people are out having dinner and they know none of these things, and they're shoveling and they're using spoons and they're shoveling it in there and they're yakking away, talking to each other with their mouths full of food, they're having a good time, then does it matter?
Does it matter? Right. If you're the person sitting across from somebody with their mouth full of food and still trying to talk to you, do you view that as a pleasant image? I mean, I don't really, you know, so it depends on the person. Some people don't really care. But funnily enough, most people do. You know, they mightn't want to admit it, but they'd prefer if there was some etiquette at the dining table. It's like if you're being served, going on to another aspect of dining. If you're being served, it is better if the waiter or waitress remove or serve from the left and remove from the right. And there's a reason for that. Again, it's practical, because they're not disturbing you. They're not leaning over you. You don't have to smell their armpits, etc. You know what I mean? There's a reason and a practical reason for most of this etiquette.
Yeah. The smelling armpits is a killer argument, I must say, Brenda. No one's going to dispute that one at all. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Brenda Hyland-Byrne there, founder and managing director of the Irish School of Etiquette.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.